Welcome once again to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. We're continuing on with the subject called World Evangelism, How Is It Possible? And we're doing part two from a five-part series. The topic we're dealing with is ankle deep is God's minimum. For this, we have to go to Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 1 to 4. Let me once again say, World Evangelism, how is it possible? It is by and through the Holy Spirit. He is the one who will do the work through us. It is done by the anointing, or God on flesh, doing those things that only God can do. For this to understand more clearly, we go to the Old Testament as a clear example here. To understand this, we turn to Ezekiel, a Jewish captive in Babylon more than 500 years before Christ. God often spoke to him in visions. Reading from Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 1 to 4. In the 25th year of our captivity, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was captured, on the very same day, the hand of the Lord was upon me. This is Ezekiel talking. And he took me there. In the visions of God, he took me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain. On it towards the south was something like a structure of a city. He took me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like bronze. He had a line of flax and was measuring rod in his hand, and he stood in the gateway. And the man said to me, Son of man, look with your eyes and hear with your ears, and fix your mind on everything I show you, for you were brought here so that I might show them to you. Declare to the house of Israel everything that you see. In this vision, Ezekiel saw a man measuring out a new temple that would be on the mountain in Jerusalem, where the Jews would someday worship. Ezekiel was instructed on its objects, its laws, and actual sacrifices and worship. The man then led Ezekiel out of the north gate and around on the other side of the other gateway that faced the east towards the Jordan River. There, Ezekiel could see the water running out of the right side of the temple. We go now to Ezekiel chapter 47, verses 1 to 7. Reading from verse 1, Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple towards the east, for the front of the temple faced east, and the water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south to the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate and led me around the outside to the other gate that faces east, and there was water running out from the right side. And when the man went out up to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me out through the waters. The waters came up to my ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me out to the waters, and the water came up to my knees. Again he measured 1,000 and he brought me through. The water came up to my waist. Again he measured 1,000 and it was a river that I could not pass, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim. A river could not be crossed. But he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned there, along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and the other. I want you to see in these scriptures and notice that Ezekiel was taken from dry land in the vision into the water of this glorious river, a picture of the life-giving flood of the Holy Spirit. From the dryness and deadness of cold religion into the swirling reality of the Holy Spirit. From before salvation to being after salvation to being born again. Four times the angel carefully measured 1,000 cubits, leading the man of God, Ezekiel, in degrees or progression. In the first stage, Ezekiel was brought into the waters that were ankle deep. This means its direct contact with the Holy Spirit is wonderful, but you do not stay there. Do not settle for God's minimum when there is a lot more. It's also good not to follow a parked car. What do I mean by this? Somebody who is not going anywhere in ministry. Do not follow people, a church or a pastor, that have parked. In other words, they're not progressing or going forward in God and with the kingdom of God. Do not compare yourself with other people who are not even ankle deep in water. Compare yourself with someone who's got depth and is going on further. Many people have a great potential and a plan of God in their lives, but they never get out of the baby swimming pool. It must be very difficult to swim in 10 centimeters of water. Charles Spurgeon wrote, "Some Christians sail their boat in such low spiritual waters that the keel scrapes on the bottom all the way to heaven instead of being carried in a flood tide. Many people do it yourself and then sprinkle their works with some prayer. Jesus commands us to launch out into the deep." We see this in Luke chapter 5, verse 4. Jesus promised and said, "The works that I do, you will do, and even greater." How is this done? This is done by the Holy Spirit. He also said to us, Jesus said to us, that he would send the Holy Spirit. We can see this in John chapter 14, verses 12 to 17. That means he would do the work, his power, his anointing. The Holy Spirit is the one that does the power and the anointing in the evangelistic ministry, but we are also used as the hands and the feet and the mouth. The normal Christian life is illustrated in these last scriptures. "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water." We also see this in Psalm 1:3. The success of a Christian is the fullness of the Holy Spirit. In other words, being in the Holy Spirit, operating in his Holy Spirit, and flowing through with the Holy Spirit. In these scriptures we've just read, we see where Ezekiel is challenged to go into the water at ankle deep and gradually get deeper and deeper and deeper until the point where he has to swim and flow in the river of life. What God is saying here in these scriptures is he wants a Christian not just to have the first experience of the Holy Spirit, to stay ankle deep in the Holy Spirit, but God wants the person, the born-again believer, to be fully immersed, fully flowing, fully swimming in the Holy Spirit, the stream or the rivers of the Holy Spirit. The success of a Christian life is being in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, not just ankle deep. Once you're in the flood stream, you will change and you'll experience God on a higher level than ever before. Let me add to this. When you're down by the beach and you go into the water and you're ankle deep, you're still in control. There's not a problem. The water can't touch you. When you go to your knees, you're starting to go deeper and you're starting to lose control. When you go to your waist and when you go to your head and you're over your head in water, you are no longer in control. You are relying on that water to support you and to take you places. So it is with the Holy Spirit. God wants a believer to start off with the first experience of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the feet up to the ankles in deep of the river of God. But God doesn't want us to stay there. He wants us to go into the fullness of the Holy Spirit, into the swimming level of the Holy Spirit, where we're completely relying on the Holy Spirit and we're not controlling and relying upon our strengths and abilities. God wants us to flow in the Holy Spirit completely. Flowing in the Holy Spirit and being in the Holy Spirit is also a matter of trust. This trust between you and God and the Holy Spirit will grow as you get to talk to the Holy Spirit, as you get to know the Holy Spirit, and as you get to swim in the Holy Spirit fully and completely relying upon him. God knows what you can and cannot do. God is the one who equips you for the work of the ministry or for evangelism. But you are co-laborers with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is a gentleman and he will work with you and bring you up into that maturity. Thank you for being with me today in this subject. I hope you've learned a few things and it's been somewhat exciting to you. We'll continue on with part 3 soon. Thank you and God bless.